He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the September 25th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in the southwest corner of the U.S., San Diego, California. We've got kind of a snotty start to the market here on this Monday. We have the Dow down 10 points right now, 22,338, still at or near all-time highs. The Nasdaq's taking it on the chin a little bit, down 0.5% today at 6,396, also at or near all-time highs. The Nasdaq is down just over 30 points this morning. The S&P 500 is down a couple of points. It's right at 2,500, which is the old resistance area. Well, now that becomes the new support area. We'll see if it holds support or not. Crude oil is up 69 cents. Crude's been on a little run here recently, $51.35. I don't like the long-term fundamentals for crude oil, however. $51.35 is where we're at on West Texas Intermediate crude this morning. Gold is down 80 cents to $12.96. Now, gold had a nice rally recently. It went over 1,300 for the first time in quite some time. It was going up because the dollar was going down. Well, now the dollar has started to base and has actually started to bounce back, and that's sending gold lower again, and silver down 6 cents to $16.92. The dollar up again today, 1.18. I think the unwinding by the Fed is sending the dollar higher. The bond market is quiet today. The 10-year yield is at 2.25%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we've got a lot going on this week. The health care bill looks like it's pretty much dead in the water. Nothing going to get done. The health care stock sold off last week leading up to until the time John McCain backed out, and that was the bottom for the healthcare stocks. They started to turn around on that news. They obviously, the providers like Aetna, Cigna, United Healthcare, others, they didn't like the bill, it sounds like, I guess. You know, it's all we can judge is the reaction of the stocks. And as soon as that bill started to fall apart, they started to turn around. We also have a lot of Fed talk this week, talking about the future of interest rates. Almost certain that there will be another rate hike. I believe the next meeting is in December. And the unwinding of that huge balance sheet, $4.5 trillion, most of it in debt, will be sold over the long haul. You know, they're not going to unwind it tomorrow. They're not going to unload $4.5 trillion worth of bonds on the market tomorrow. But to me, it's going to put pressure on the bond market. And when Europe starts to unwind from their quantitative easing, I think, like Jeffrey Gundlach said, who's one of the bond kings of today, I think that could put upwards pressure on interest rates, and that puts downwards pressure on the bond market. I continue to avoid the bond market. It's been a big underperformer so far in 2017, and I think the performance is going to just disintegrate, just deteriorate. Deteriorate's a better word, not disintegrate. Deteriorate over the next months and years. Apple slows their iPhone 10 supplier orders. They've had very soft initial sales for the iPhone 8. Where's my shirt? Bill was right again. You know, I've been saying now for over a year that the fervor for the iPhones, the camping out, meeting the airplane at LaGuardia Airport when the Beatles land in New York. You know, it used to be that kind of fervor for the iPhone. That fervor is nowhere what it used to be. My iPhone works just fine. You know, why do I need to run out and get the 8 and then the 10? DigiTime sources report that Apple told iPhone component suppliers to slow the deliveries. They don't want to get stuck with a bunch of parts. Component suppliers are currently shipping about 40% of the planned quantities for the initial production of the premium smartphone. The new number comes in below the 60% of supplies ordered during the initial run of the iPhone 7. So it seems like each one that comes out, the fervor dies down a little bit more. Sources say that Apple lowered shipping supplies to gauge iPhone 8 sales and iPhone 10 pre-orders. Sales of the iPhone 8 and 8 Plus were lower during the first 3 days than any previous model. Not good. You know, I own Apple in my income account. I bought it for the dividend and the potential for capital appreciation over the next many years. I think they will continue to grow, but albeit at a single-digit pace. Not the 30, 40% that they used to grow at, and that's why I don't own it in my growth accounts. I only own it in my income accounts. Would I buy Apple at this level? You know, probably not. Would I sell my shares in the income accounts? No, I don't think so. I don't have a real big position. We'll hang on for now. But the fervor, they're not standing in line for that new single out by the Beatles anymore. Deutsche Bank is the latest to see upside on General Motors. You know, there's not a day that goes by that there's not news in the automobile sector. If you didn't get my newsletter over the weekend, I thought I wrote a pretty good article, if I say so myself, and I'm humble about the state of the automobile sector, and it just seems to me that that's where the next revolution is. It's brewing now. It's happening now. We're seeing more and more Teslas show up in our neighborhoods. More and more Teslas on the road. We're seeing the lithium stocks light up the board. And now a stodgy old stock like GM, right? Bailed out during the 2007-2008 crisis. Take a look at a chart of GM today. One of the strongest charts in the entire market today. Very good technical pattern. GM's expected to make $6 per share this week, headquartered in Detroit, Michigan. Dividend yield of 3.9% right now. And, of course, GM is determined this time to not get left behind. They want to be a leader in the new revolution in the car business. General Motors points to the upside with GM's mobility business, including a potential spinoff. Deutsche Bank sets a price target of 51, which includes $41 value on the GM business and an extra $10 for the mobility and artificial intelligence segments. That's correct. The self-driving, the autonomous car, and don't forget that GM has been watching what's up in China recently. GM has a big foothold in China. China recently announced that they're going to allow automakers to sell cars over there without a JV, joint venture, Chinese partner. And that's a big market, 1.4 billion people. And China has very ambitious electric car plans. So I'm just pointing out to you, GM is on my watch list. I can't remember the last time I owned the old General Motors. But if you see a stodgy old stock like that breaking out, let me tell you, there's something going on in the automobile industry right now. As the smartphone revolution winds down, just like the computer revolution did its winding down, when everybody had a PC, a notebook computer, or a personal computer in their home when everybody has an Apple or an Android phone already, where are you going to get the growth from? But now that the automobile sector is finally waking up to technology out there, and it's going to go much further than just what's in the cars now with Bluetooth and entertainment systems and maybe braking every once in a while, automatic brakes if a dog pops out in front of you. No, I think there's going to be a total transformation of the automobile industry. And I've been busy lining up and talking about the players who are at the starting line getting a position. Many of them are right in the thick of the race right now. When we come back, we'll talk about a few more in the news today. Both from the aerospace industry, the automobile industry, the retail industry. It's happening. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio. We should have our arrangements by tomorrow's show for the Seattle workshop. We're getting a lot of interest, a lot of people reserving seats to the workshop Thursday night. We haven't decided what the get-together will be on Wednesday night. I'm thinking maybe we'll have to Wednesday night be in Bellevue and Thursday night be in Tacoma, the way things are going. It seems to be a Mason-Dixon line divide up in Seattle that people won't cross, you know, whether the distance, the traffic, different various factors. So we're going to decide that here today. We'll put our heads together, myself and Rob, and our travel department. We'll bring in the travel department. And we will decide on this. A lot of it depends on the albacore fishing. See, that's another big factor for Rob and myself. We haven't caught an albacore. We haven't had an albacore run off San Diego for about 6 years. It takes cool water for albacore. We've had all yellowfin tuna and bluefin tuna the last 5-6 years off of the San Diego coastline. And still waiting to take advantage of that before they leave. I was busy writing my newsletter on Saturday. I really wanted to do a kind of a comprehensive look at the automobile sector and what's taking place there. And I particularly focused on the lithium index, which, by the way, that LIT ETF has been around since 2010. And I'll report to you how it's done since 2010. I'll also report a couple of other indexes that were expected to have big, big results, but they turned out to be flops. So, you know, is lithium a flash in the pan? Will it burn out? Is it a sucker's bet, or is there some real legs here to this this whole industry? Well, a little bit more news here first before we go into that. I think another reason why the market's a little dicey here this morning. The third quarter of 2017 ends on Friday, and that's when the companies, most companies in America, close their books on the quarter. Any sales that come in after that will go into the fourth quarter of 2017, and any earnings that are earned after that will go into 2017 quarter four. They're racing this week to get the sales booked, to get the contracts signed, to get the revenues in, to collect old debts, whatever they can do to make that bottom line either beat the expectations or at least meet the expectations. They do not want to come up and fall flat on their face as it relates to the earnings estimates that are out there on the individual companies. Not only do I track the individual companies and those earnings reports, which will really heat up in about 2 weeks from now, or usually about 2 weeks after the quarter ends, but let's not forget the aggregate number for the earnings of the market, the S&P 500, because that's a number that I watch very closely. I believe it's true that, I know it's true, that earnings, that stocks follow earnings, indexes follow earnings. So if we watch the direction of earnings on the overall market and the trajectory and the expectations, that's the biggest predictor of the stock market. Well, there's a lot of things that can happen along the way between now and then. But until that happens, the market is going to take earnings, current earnings and future earnings expectations, as its marker for which way it's headed. And we know that earnings have been growing since 2009. And what has the market been doing since 2009? It's been hitting new highs. There's a truism in the market. The indexes and stocks follow earnings. That's why I pay so much attention to the Big E. I'm not talking Elvin Hayes, the basketball player who played for the San Diego Rockets at one time. I'm talking about the Big E in the market, which are earnings. Well, these car makers are all looking to China. Last week, a ripple went through the electric vehicle market when a draft proposal in China. Now, remember, you ever see that stamp, draft? That means don't send it out yet. This is a draft. Revealed the plan to allow foreign automobile companies to manufacture in free trade zones without a local partner. And Tesla, obviously a big player who's waiting on the action out of Beijing before deciding to build a manufacturing plant in China. The potential upside for Tesla is huge if it doesn't have to share intellectual property with a Chinese partner. But the Wall Street Journal cautions that the reform is not a done deal yet. You know, it's just like healthcare reform here in America. There's people holding out. Of course, I don't know if they have the democratic system that we have here. It's the powers to be that decide. It's also unclear how tariffs and incentives will play into the decisions on the Chinese EV industry. So we'll keep our eye on China, because with 1.4 billion, we already know what India's plans, 1.3 billion people, they want to convert to all electric by 2030. So, that's why this is a big deal. Boeing widens its lead in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. There's 30 stocks that make up the Dow. I'm happy to report that I own the two biggest winners in the Dow so far this year. Boeing share price rose by 3% last week. It is now up 64.7% year to date. Boeing's one of the top ranked stocks in my Best Stocks Now app. That's why I bought Boeing, and I like the 5-year target price. And during the last quarter, when the earnings reports came out, and as I followed them, my eyes popped out when I saw Boeing's earnings. I revised my 5-year valuation on the stock. I revised it significantly upwards. That's probably one of the most powerful reasons to really take a hard look at a stock, is when those earnings revisions and that target price is raised considerably. Stocks follow earnings. And when earnings expectations go up, the stock usually follows. Well, Boeing's up 64.7% year to date. The second place is way back. It's Boeing and then all the rest. The next closest challenger is Visa, which is up 35.3% since January 1st. And that's another stock that I own in my Premier Growth account. Boeing I own in both of my income account because of the dividend it pays, and I own it in the growth account. Okay, one more, and then we're going to get to lithium when we come back. I spoke yesterday with an expert on lithium. Learned a lot from him, and we're going to talk about lithium and the lithium index in the second half of the show. One more little Amazon deal. There's not a day that goes by that Amazon doesn't shake up some industry. Well, they've partnered with Olo, O-L-O. You can now have Shake Shack, Chipotle, Applebee's, Chili's, Jamba, Wingstop delivered to your home by an Amazon car with their new mobile ordering platform, Olo. What will Amazon get into next? Lithium when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, San Diego, California. You know, I'm lucky, I'm fortunate to have a lot of contacts in various industries. And I have a good friend that was a scientist in his day and a teacher in high school as he started to wind down his career, and his expertise is chemistry. And I always liked chemistry myself. You know, I liked chemistry in high school. It was logical to me. I like things that are logical. I don't like things that have three or four possible answers. I like a little bit of logic. And you know what? We talked a little bit about lithium yesterday. And we were talking about its properties. You know, our body has quite a bit of metals in it naturally. Chrome, we have cobalt, we have magnesium, we have other metals. It's surprising that we don't set off metal detectors as we go through the gates at the airlines. But lithium has also had a medical use, obviously. Most of you know that. For whatever reason, I've known quite a few people. I had a good friend and several friends over the years that were afflicted with bipolar disease, and lithium is a drug of choice to keep them from swinging to the highs and the kind of smooth them out from the wide swings from the highs to the lows. Lithium is a metal. It's number three on the chemical chart. The symbol is Li. Lithium is a very, very reactive metal. It's shiny under the ground, but as soon as it's exposed to air, it oxidizes very, very quickly. Turns to kind of a ashen gray, whitish type of a substance. Lithium, being very reactive, is very useful in batteries. All metals are reactive to some extent. We know that batteries in our cars have lead in them. Lead is a very reactive metal. But lithium has a big advantage over lead. What is the big advantage over lead? The weight. Can you imagine a Tesla car being full of lead batteries instead of lithium batteries? And that's why the electric car makers move to lithium as the source to be charged and to retain that charge until it's used, and then the ability to be recharged. About 53% of the lithium in the world is in Chile, but there's a lot of lithium mines. We have lithium mines in Utah. We have lithium mines in Nevada. There's lithium in China. There's lithium in Australia. There seems to be plenty of lithium in the world. That's not the problem. The supply is not the problem, but the demand for lithium has been increasing wildly recently. In fact, the demand for lithium over the next several years is expected to grow by about 40% per year, as everybody seems to be getting in on the electric vehicle revolution. Now, the thing I would want to state here about the automobile industry, you know, I remember the 90s when just about everything with the .com, especially the late 90s and the year 2000, anything with the .com was gobbled up by investors. And of course, many of those .com companies had very little way of a business plan beyond the IPO, but the technology revolution was well underway. There were a lot of imposters to that revolution. There were a lot of wannabes to that revolution. There were a lot that couldn't keep up as the race quickened. And the real players from that revolution are still around today, or they were gobbled up along the way. And that revolution mostly took place in the Silicon Valley. Hence, it's named the Silicon Valley, the mineral that produces the semiconductor, sand, silicon. Another very valuable pretty basic element, but very valuable in the technology revolution. And the sand, the silicon, will play another part in this automobile revolution. Well, today the Silicon Valley is buzzing again. This time it's humming, I guess, to the tune of electric cars. And the race is on for the real players in the burgeoning automobile revolution. But here's the thing to remember. It's a lot more than electric cars. It's a lot more than lithium. It's about technology. It's about the autonomous car. And it looks like there's going to be a reinvention of the wheel, which is long overdue, in my opinion, for a total makeover. And, you know, as you know, if you've listened to my show for any long period of time, I've been a skeptic on the electric cars. And I've been right about that. You know, for the last several years, look at Chevy Volt. It's been around for quite some time. And other electric vehicles have entered into the market. And it hasn't really gotten off the ground. I've also been a skeptic about the lithium stocks. You know, I've been tainted by what I witnessed in the dot-coms or the dot-bombs. I was tainted by the solar stocks. I was always a skeptic there. The solar index, since its inception of the spring of 2008, is down 90%. So investing in solar, which was the buzz, that was also near and dear to the Silicon Valley. And, of course, China. China pretty much killed all the U.S. solar guys with dumping cheap solar panels on the market. But the ETF that tracks the solar index, TAN, T-A-N, was trading at a split-adjusted price of $250 per share back when it was first started in 2008. It closed Friday at $22.19. So the solar index has gone from $250 to $22. That's a loss of 90% over the last 10 years. There's been a lot of money burned, including taxpayer money. You remember the federal loan guarantees? You know, along the way of being a skeptic in the solar industry, as far as an investment, from an investment point of view, I appeared on the Fox News Channel with Megyn Kelly. I talked about the money that the U.S. government was going to lose in a debacle named Solyndra. You remember Solyndra? Well, the company, I was shocked to see Vice President Biden out in front of the ribbon-cutting ceremony when I knew the company was very likely to go down and go bankrupt. Well, they filed for bankruptcy on September 1st, 2011, 1 year. 1 year after receiving a $553 million loan guarantee from the U.S. Energy Department. And if you live up in that Silicon Valley, if you drive by the old Solyndra plant today that they built, $733 million plant, much of that with taxpayer money and investors' money. Oh, it was equipped with whistling robots and spa showers and many other extravagances. Well, Seagate occupies that building today, and it was not a good venture. It did not end well. It was ugly. Many of the solar stocks were nothing but, they never became profitable. So a lot of money, a lot of venture capital lost in solar. Wind didn't do much better. Those of you who are waiting for big returns from the wind stocks, I guess could say the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind, as Bob Dylan would say. The wind index is down 56% since its inception. So you can see why I've been a little gun-shy. And I'm still a little gun-shy. You know, I still take it with a grain of salt, or is it a grain of lithium, when I look at this lithium index. Will the lithium index become like the solar index? You know, the lithium index is not new. A new IPO that's suddenly roaring. It's been around since 2010. But the last 2 years, it's done especially well. Since the 80s, we've witnessed the computer revolution, the internet revolution, and the smartphone revolutions. Could the transportation sector be next in line for a huge technology overhaul, or will it end up like the solar and wind stocks burning much money along the way. Well, when we come back, I've looked at it from every angle, but what's the angle that's most important to me? The biggie. What's the biggie? Earnings. That was the problem with solar and wind. They never made much money. But what about this new revolution taking place in the automobile industry? Is there money to be made in this sector? We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I need to do a little three-minute segment here for a town hall, and I want to talk about this lithium index, which, you know, like I say, I've watched the solar index go down 90% since 2008. I've watched the wind index go down 56% since 2008. The lithium index is now the hot index. What are the prospects for it? Well, I'll just tell you my analysis here. I have been a skeptic on the electric car, and I've been a skeptic on the lithium index. You know, this is my starting my third decade in the business. And, you know, like I say, I've seen the solar index go down 90%. I've seen the wind index go down 60%. And now here we are. It's the lithium index, which is lighting up the boards. Well, let's begin by saying, you know, the lithium index has been around since 2010. It came public at $33 per share. And right now it's around $37 per share. So in 7 years, it's only up 12%. And of course, lithium is the metal of choice because of its weight, because of its light weight that the electric car battery makers have turned to. They really don't have another alternative. I do not see a competitor coming along to lithium. While the lithium index is up 12.4% since 2010, the S&P is up 127%, so it has not done very well since inception. But there were several years there where the electric car had a hard time getting off the runway. Then I would say beginning in about 2016, the beginning of last year, things started to really lift up. Since that period of time, over the last 1 year, the lithium index over the last 12 months is up 50%. The market's up just 15% during that same period of time. And over the last 3 years, which includes these last 2 years of 16 and 17, which is where the performance has really come from, the lithium index over the last 3 years has averaged 42% per year, while the market's averaged 8% per year. The ETF LIT, L-I-T, which includes the 27 components that they chose from the lithium index, is currently ranked number 4 overall in my Best Stocks Now app. Very unusual for an ETF to be ahead of all of these stocks and mutual funds. In fact, I have 5,382 currently in my database of my Best Stocks Now app. And to have the lithium index, L-I-T, ranked at number 4 overall is very unusual. But the fervor is there right now. And as I said, there's plenty of lithium in the world. That's not the problem. But all of a sudden, the demand for lithium is skyrocketing. We've had announcements out of India, China, different automakers building plants in the U.S. I see the demand for lithium increasing. Now, remember, tomorrow's segment, I'm going to go through the players and who the real players are in the index. But right now, LIT, I'm a believer in the lithium index. Okay, we'll stop that right there. That's our three-minute recording. Now, let's return to the lithium index for a minute. I deconstructed it. I was at a restaurant one time, and on the menu was a deconstructed turkey pot pie. And what the heck is a deconstructed? Do they put a cherry bomb in it and blow it up while I watch? What's that? Well, it came on the plate, and everything was separate, you know. Over here was the dough, and over here was the turkey, and over here were the vegetables. And what did I do? I grabbed a couple of spoons and put it all together again and reconstructed it. Who wants a deconstructed? Well, I deconstructed the lithium index. It really comes down to about five or six players. And keep in mind that one stock makes up 28%. Of the index, 25%, one-fourth of the index. You could get plenty of exposure by just buying that one stock in the lithium index, which tomorrow I'm going to go through the players in the lithium index as this one winds, as this today's show winds down. There's another stock in there that makes up 18% of the index. So between those two stocks alone, you have almost half of the lithium index. And then there's maybe three or four other players that we'll get into tomorrow. And then there's a whole bunch of like low price stocks from Australia, you know, some 45 cent stocks, some $1 stocks, $2 stocks. But I will tell you this, having said that, even though they're minor players in the lithium index, those stocks are in play also. So for people trying to find a $1 stock to play or a 80 cent stock to play, I'll have some ideas for you tomorrow. Not recommendations for you, but I'll just tell you who some of the players are and how they're doing right now. So tomorrow we deconstruct the lithium index like a turkey pot pie. Who knows? Maybe in the end we put it all together, back together again. I wouldn't go hog wild on any of this, but I do think that there's something to be said here. I don't think this is going to end up like solar and wind. I don't think it's going down 90%. Now, someday down the road, but I think for the next several years, there's something here. And we'll go through more particulars tomorrow as we run out of time with today's show. All right, listen, if you want to reserve a spot to our workshop, it's called the Reinventing the Wheel workshop, where I go through not only the lithium players, but the autonomous car players, the robotics players, the artificial intelligence players, all in this. So who knows? Could be a very profitable workshop for you to attend. That will be in the Seattle area. Maybe we do too. That's where I'm leaning right now. One in Bellevue and one in Tacoma. I like to make everybody happy. Don't want anybody going, I'm not driving down there. I'm not driving up there. I want everybody possible to see this workshop. I plan on spending some time up there, maybe the entire week. I'll be meeting individually. If you'd like an individual appointment with me on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, half-hour appointments. Rob runs a tight ship, man. You better get your reservation in as those appointments are already filling up. But we'll make time. We'll get you in there. If you'd like to get the newsletter, I went over the lithium index. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.